Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's May 19, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's November 8, 2002, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, here's a difficult question. One of our associates works at a radio station that gets our emails every day. She loves them, but some of her associates at the station don't like us and want to have the emails stopped. She knows if this happens, everyone in the station will be removed from the Book of Life, because this is what Lord Peter has ordered. Her job is very important to her family. She needs it. What should she do if her co-workers stop the email?
This is indeed a problem, Alora. A tremendous difficulty, because there is no solution other than the person finding another job. It is one or the other, keeping the job she loves or losing her immortal soul. This is a very difficult choice, and it is a choice many people make every day, and they often make the wrong choice. So many people look at material things, big houses, fancy cars, nice clothes, and they say, oh, these things are so important. God will understand if I do a few things improper and wrong to have these things for me and my family. But when the Son of God sends a message to a radio station, and that radio station is a mass, rejects that message and says, don't contact us anymore, we don't want to hear you, they lose their right to enter in to the kingdom of God. It's that simple. So it's one or the other, the job or eternal death.
It's too bad, Nazarene, there has to be such choices. We wish we had so many stations that if one dropped out, it wouldn't matter that much. But we understand what you are saying. How nice it would be if there was another way. We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. Did you ever wonder about what happens to someone after they die? Years ago, my husband Gerald channeled a book called Lennon, My Biography After Death, which we believe is very informative on the subject. We're sure you'll enjoy it. It may be found at https://spiritus.tripod.com/books/lenin/links.htm. We're back! Nazarene, here's a question Elgon and Demetrius were talking about the other night that really interests me. Do any of those that survive the second death ever live again, have good lives, and then enter into your kingdom? Does anyone who has ever been in hell get to heaven?
Alora, you do not know what a joy it is for me when one of those that was lost to me forever returns to the gates of heaven and says, Lord, I have redone what I did before and done it right this time. May I enter in? And what a joy it is for me to say, brethren or sister, enter in. A place has been prepared for you. So much has been written about how I feel about the lost sheep that returns. And nothing, absolutely nothing, could be truer. At least 50% of those that survive the darkness return to me. The rest go to Demetrius and his people. But this does not sadden me either. The joy to me is that they survive, that they live again, and that they have learned. For there is a saying in heaven, anyone that has touched hell once never goes back again. Any soul that has ever been in the agony and neared eternal death and come back never, ever goes back again. They walk the straight path always. They walk the true path always. They never hate again. They never have greed again. They are always one with God because they have tasted hell. Yes, Alora, those that return to me are my joy.
I am so glad of that, Nazarene. I am so glad that some of the lost are saved, and that it does not upset you that we get a few of them. We'll be back again.